In a mailbox in rural Idaho, a package sits unclaimed for 36 hours. It is a yellow, padded envelope, about the size of three paperback books, though it rattles a little when shaken. The man who was sent to the post office for it feels it suspiciously. It has no return address. Doubly suspicious. But there's no solid bulk that might indicate a homemade bomb. He slits it open along the side with a pocket knife, just to be certain. Into the palm of his hand tumble eight undeveloped rolls of photographic film, one by one. He peers in further. There are notebooks and USB sticks. He blinks. He's not a smart man, though he is a cunning one. He hesitates for a moment, thinking this package might be just another piece of junk, sent to the group by men who are more crazy than disaffected. They've wasted time before on meaningless trash that men claimed represented the start of the new order. He's been personally berated by Urban Docs for bringing back parcels that might contain tracking devices within homemade muffins or inexplicable gifts of jockey shorts and lube. He pulls a handful of the notes out at random and reads the even hand. For the first time today on the road, I was afraid. He sits in his pickup truck, considering it. There have been others he's thrown away without hesitation. Others he knows he must bring back. In the end, the thought slowly crosses his mind that the camera films, or the USB sticks, might contain nudie pictures. Might as well see what they are anyway. The man in the pickup tips the rolls of film back into the envelope and pokes the notes in after them. Might as well.